Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel discusses a further case of regel. It tells us hakela vagidi, a dog or a kid goat, shekavtsu merosh hagag, they jump off from the top of a roof, v'shibru es hakelim, and in the process of jumping off they break utensils, mishalem nezek shalem, the owner has to pay a full damages, mipnei shehein mu'adin, because they are habituated to do that. It's something they regularly do. They jump around, these animals, and because of that, it's considered a tolda, a form of regel, of just something in when it breaks things in the manner of its regular going. And that's what its normal way of going is, to jump around, and it jumps around and it breaks something. So it's considered mu'ad and pays nezek shalim. Now, another case is hakelev shenotel charara. Let's say you have a dog, it goes into somebody's domain, and it takes a hot cake, literally, a cake straight off the coals. And there's still a piece of coal attached to this cake, this charara. V'holach l'gadish, and this dog goes over to a pile of grain, a dried pile of grain that also belongs to the same person who owns the cake that the kelev is eating. So achalas acharara, if the dog eats the cake, v'hidlikas agadish, and at the same time he manages to in ignite the pile of grain, so both are destroyed. He's eaten the cake and he's destroyed the pile of grain. So there's a distinction between the type of damages he has to pay between these two. Al acharara, for the cake, mishalim nezek shalim, he pays full damages, and the reason for that is because that is a form of shein, of eating. The animal normally eats, and he has to pay full nezek for that. V'al ha'gadish mishalim chatzi nezek, but for the pile of grain, he only pays half nezek. And there's two possible reasons for why he would only have to pay half nezek for the pile of grain. One is because some of Farshim explain that it's considered similar to tsroros, to those pebbles that we say there's halacha moshe misinai, that for the pebbles that come out from the actions of the animal, one only has to pay chatzi nezek, halacha moshe misinai. And that's one way of looking at this, at the damage, the fire that he caused. The other explanation for why he only pays half is because it's considered mishunah. It's something unusual. Just as we mentioned before, when the animal eats something in the previous mission, if the animal eats an item that normally doesn't eat, it's considered a form of keren, because it involves some unusual activity on the part of the animal. So whenever you're dealing with keren, if it hasn't become habituated, if it hasn't done it three times, you only are going to pay chatzi nezek, because it's considered to be a tam.